Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Charlene Holder, Planning Officer at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, February 4th, 1910, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter featured a letter to the editor entitled Deplorable Condition of Roads. It strongly criticized public infrastructure and governance, with specific focus on the city and the parish of St. Michael. The author, disguised under the pseudonym Sufferer, informed that he had been withholding his public appeal with the hope that the authorities would observe and remedy the issue without having to be prompted. Unfortunately, this was not the case, as the roads were becoming worse and no action was being taken. The Sufferer therefore came forth with this public appeal aimed at capturing the attention of the relevant authorities. The letter highlighted the impact of the disgraceful conditions of roads on residents and tourists alike, noting both the discomfort caused during unpleasant journeys and the immediate dangers presented due to numberless holes and bumps. This was one's experience, regardless of whether one traveled by carriage or the increasingly popular motor vehicle. In providing concrete evidence to support this complaint, the writer specifically identified a few offensive roads. For example, White Park Road, Government Hill Road, and the roads around the Garrison and Bay Street, underscoring the impact at a national level due to the heavy utilization of roads by tourists. The writer believed that this painted a negative image of the country and could even possibly dampen economic prospects as the islands strove to attract more visitors. In seeking to arrive at a conclusion, the writer queried if the editor could ascertain whether these consequences were due to insufficient funds being voted for road making, or if it was merely a case of funds being badly spent, and solutions were proposed for both possibilities. If the former, then more money should be voted for road making, and certainly, if the funds were being badly spent, then the inspectors should be changed. This simple complaint from more than a century ago mirrors similar sentiments echoed by today's residents who flood the public airways, print media, and other forms of communication to air their dissatisfaction and disgust with current road conditions.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.